As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
How's it going?
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the series. If you're not already, I do hope you hit that subscribe button. You get 3 new interviews just like this one sent to you every single week. Do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists, discover some new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. We've had some great guests on lately. Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction, Pearl Jam's Stone Gossard, Kayla Wallace. She's starring in Landman, the new Taylor Sheridan show. We talked with Maya Hawke and Joe Keery, both from Stranger Things. Legendary actor Jeff Daniels was here from The Newsroom and Dumb and Dumber to talk about the latest season of his Audible series, Alive and Well Enough. McKenna Grace, you saw her in Ghostbusters earlier this year. Russell Crowe, we got to talk about not starring in the new Gladiator movie. Travis Fimmel, who you can see in Dune Prophecy on HBO Max, was also here. Chris Diamantopoulos from The Sticky. That's what you can hear when you tune in, when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Patrick Gibson. You've seen him in the OA. He now stars as young Dexter Morgan in the prequel series, Dexter Original Sin, on Paramount Plus. We're going to be talking about the challenges and joys of stepping into such an iconic character, the guidance he received from Michael C. Hall, and how he prepared by watching key episodes of the original series. Patrick also talks about the psychological nuances of playing a budding psychopath and the balance between homage and originality. He'll share insights into working alongside Christian Slater, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Patrick Dempsey, as well as the rest of the stellar cast. Plus, they touch on the comedic undertones of the series. We'll also hear about his experience with the OA, if we'll ever get closure on that, and a little bit about Michael C. Hall's band Princess Goes as well. All that and more as we talk Dexter, Original Sin, out now on Paramount Plus. It's Kyle Meredith with Patrick Gibson.
How are you?
First, I want to say congratulations, because pretty large shoes to fill. And, the few episodes they've sent me, I'm in for this. This is excellent work you're doing.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely, something of a daunting task. We had our premiere last night and I saw Michael there. I've only met him like a few times, and it was, he's somebody that I've like watched and admired and genuinely like hold on a pedestal in my mind. And, after the screen, he was very kind and generous about it. So that was like, I was like, okay, he's been nice. Now I'm done. Okay, I'm happy. If it sounds like my voice is a little gone, it is because I was shouting to my co-stars about how much I love them till the weekend. So apologies for my...
No, you're good. It's got to be an interesting thing from his point of view, too. I mean, here's one of the characters he's most known for. You know, it's probably something that's very personal to him. I've had him on with Princess Goes, his band.
Yes, yeah.
And just knowing, like from his point of view, though, like you're the guy stepping in, you know, like that. You know, I don't know how precious he is, but
no, I mean, that's what he said last night. He was like, what a weird and unusual, even just like acting task. He was like, what a bizarre thing. But he was really like so kind about it. And I think for him, like, I know I've heard him say, which is a really interesting perspective, just that he's like, you so rarely get to like play a part and then watch their history unfold in front of you. And for him, like, I really think he means it when he's like, he takes so much pleasure in that and getting to see it. In kind of a different, slightly different, like new light as well. And honestly, I saw him in the cinema and he was smiling and I was like, that's all I need. Yeah.
That's it. Seal of approval checked.
Yeah. And he's a sick musician, right? He's got like,
yeah.
Goes is like,
I mean, they're great.
Yeah. And like unusual and like interesting and cool. There's like some Bowie in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was our meeting place. I mean, I always keep Bowie nearby me over here.
Course.
You know, it's artistic North Star, I think, for so many people, and mm-hmm. you know, it's fun to nerd out about Bowie with him. So
yeah,
it would be. It is interesting too, though. I mean, you talk about him and looking back, because there were all those flashbacks that we did see in the original series, and now like for you to have to be that flashback, but in the presence.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the easy question here is like, what was your relationship to the show? Like, did you have to like do hours and hours of rewatching? Like what was the setup like?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'd seen the show for sure, but when I got the audition through, it was like immediately went back and started watching season one. I think I actually watched the pilot of season one, like 15 times while I was doing the rehearsal or the audition. Cause I was like, it was kind of useful to, I mean, I guess it would have been more overwhelming to like dig into the whole thing. And I think watching Michael in episode one kind of over and over again was my entryway into it. And then once we started working, I watched the whole show again. I'd seen the first like four seasons way back when I was probably like younger than I should have watched it. But yeah, the Clyde seasons, and then did a full rewatch while we were shooting, and I would even like come home and watch it. It was like by the end of the shoot, I definitely needed to go and watch something else or just think about something else, because it was like kind of all consuming. But definitely going back to like that source material, it's so rare that you get to play a character who's a, you know, real life figure. That there's so much like media of. I feel like if you know you play a guy and there might be like a couple interviews, and but to have like all of that, and Michael is so idiosyncratic and himself. And I talked a lot about with Clyde and the director about kind of Dexter like forming his persona as time goes on. So I hope as people watch the show, you'll kind of notice that starts to get a little more Dextery at moments. And
you know, I think that's the fun part about it, because, you know, we're immediately sort of, I mean, you can't help, you know, to look at it and be like, you know, is it magic? What's happening here? But, you know, for you as an actor, like, are you concentrating on the mannerisms? Is it a form of an impression? Like what, how do you see that part of it?
I think for me, it was kind of like an essence, kind of like more of like a feeling of like, you definitely don't want to, you know, I knew that if it was going to be just like an impression, that would be just kind of cold, even for a psychopath. But, you know, it kind of just would be like a bit. I mean, what I loved about what Michael did was he was so much himself. He brought so much of himself to it. Like when you meet him, you know, he's certainly not a psychopath, but his manner and his kind of like little quirks are very much his own.
And there's a reason why he did star as Bowie on stage.
Yes, yes, right. Like, exactly. So yeah, it was, for me, it was kind of finding that balance of like, where can I bring in some of my own thing to it? Because I genuinely think that's like part of the character. It's like, that's what Michael did. And yeah, it was fun to like play him a little bit more rough around the edges as well.
You could get to a point, I think, that you were doing impressions. And I'm saying that in like those matchup points were so good and believable. Do you do impressions
I do
naturally?
not. No,
Okay.
I do not. I mean, I have huge admiration for people who do. I think it's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
It that is, yeah, and it's such an incredible thing. I think there's such like a pure form of acting in that that is so bizarre, and like somebody can look nothing like the person, but like do something with their mouth. Or there's someone on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen her, but she's an impressionist, and she can do the like 50 mouths of
Yeah.
people. Like, that is,
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
yeah.
But even like, yeah, like some of the greats, like Bill Hader. Bill Hader is one of those. Like, you name a person and Bill Hader's like on
Yes.
it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
Yeah.
nuts that, you know, you can pull off any of that. Like, anybody. Yeah. That's, but what does it say about all of us too that, you know, there's something so distinct maybe about everyone that, you know, you don't even notice about yourself?
Yeah. Well, so Michael like shared something with me early on that was so cool. He sent me a long email with like a, you know, just like some of his like thoughts about the character over the years. And one of them was like that the most relatable part of Dexter is to him is this feeling that it's like all an act. Like, so for Dexter, like every interaction, there's an element where he's like just, you know, got a mask up. And he was like, I think that's not a purely psychopathic thing. And that was like, yeah, so interesting to me that like there is a, that like the idea of a persona that we all have is, I mean, for him, so much more curated and kind of crafted and like consciously worked on, but that is also like something that we kind of all have.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Patrick Gibson. Getting into that character, you're talking about that psychopath part too. Like now that you've been a psychopath for multiple episodes, however long your shoot, and I, you know, I hear about you even reading this psychopath book to kind of get into. Like how does that stick with you if it does at all?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. Like I kind of, I mean, like as an acting challenge, it's really unusual because on set, like I constantly have to remind myself if I was looking at like Molly Brown into her eyes and she is on the verge of tears, being like, "Why won't you just listen to me?" It really is like affecting. And like I think, you know, we're tuned in to kind of when you're on set and you're acting to be like really receptive to those things and be affected by them. And I had to like constantly remind myself that I couldn't feel that. And if ever like I was expressing emotion, that there was an element of artifice to it, that he was like doing it for a reason or because he knew that that's what you're supposed to display at that moment. So that was strange. That was like the thing that was strange. And then I guess take like playing that for ages is, yeah, I don't know, mad thing. But it was like honestly really fun. I think it's easier to be the psychopath than like the victim. And it's like that's like having kind of fun when they're like doing all the dark stuff. People are like, "Oh, that must be so dark for you." But he's like kind of in his element. I feel like for a victim, that's like kind of traumatic. They're strapped to a table. I'm like, "I'm the one with the knife. I'm okay."
Yeah, because so much about acting, as you're saying, staying present and the yes and part of it, and you take that and you just kind of twist it. Like there is an and, but in the most inverted sort of way. And there's body parts strung around there occasionally. You know, let's.
Yeah, a couple of arms and legs here and there.
But you know, even with all this that we're talking about, like the fact that this, it has almost like there are moments like it has a comedic tone. You know, to the show. And I'm not saying anything that I don't think isn't noticeable. Like, I think it's very much there. Like how much of that was in the conversation? Because it's to be in such a dark place, but to still, you know, have that laughter, like that's probably well needed.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was, I think it was definitely there in the original. There's like, I don't know, I think it's like there's so, it's so extreme, the whole thing. Like there, it really exists in this like world of extremes, and I think as a result of that you do get a lot of comedy and like weird kind of human moments amongst the like madness. But the original used to make me laugh so much. I remember my mom saying to me, like, once I got the job and I was filming, she started watching it, and she watched it faster than me. She like watched it in the space of like 3 weeks or something, the entire thing. And I remember calling me one day and being like, I don't know if I should be laughing at this. Like, this guy's fucking, but it is like a weird dichotomy where you're like, God, this is so mad. But I do think that's part of it, like just the absurdity of the whole thing. And like it the thing that's fun about shooting it is it exists in a bit of like a heightened reality to the one we're in. It's like almost not quite comic booky, but you allow for like a certain amount of things that you would care about in other shows where you'd be like, oh, but how did he get like that from there to there? Like, how did he turn the lights on? And that we have a whole scene in this like high lie court, which is like a sport they play in Miami. And somehow Dexter's like able to control the lighting desk and like
Get the
get
whole
access
place to
to it enough.
himself. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
But yeah.
plus you get to put it in the 90s. You got the wig, for a little bit
Got the
there.
wig.
That's nice wig, by the way.
Thank you. For a little bit, thank God. Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, and having the 90s, and of course having the rest of this cast, of 80s and 90s legends. I mean, you've got Dempsey and Slater and Sarah Michelle. I mean, that's to be on a set like that, and I know you've been doing this for a while now, and an actor is an actor, but to have the kind of crew like this, I mean, that's an impressive cast.
Yeah, I had no idea they were attached. I think I found out Christian was playing my dad when I like went to the production office for the first time to pick something up, like just after I'd arrived in LA to shoot. And his picture, it was like my picture, then his, then like, and a couple of blanks, then like maybe like Sarah's or like Dempsey's. I was like, why do they have a picture of Christian Slater on the wall? I was like, oh, dude, I love that guy. He's such a sick actor. And this one was like, that guy's playing your dad. I was like, what? That was, yeah. I mean, like, those guys are such legends. And honestly, he is, for somebody who's like been around, since Heathers and True Romance, and like I've watched him my whole life. He turned up to set the first day like he'd never been on a film set before, in just how excited and enthusiastic he was. And like that didn't change for the entire shoot. He like gave everybody energy. He was so stoked to be there. Nothing was too much of an ask. He's truly a legend.
You've got two vampire hunters at least on the set. Maybe
Yes.
three. I don't know if Dempsey's done one,
I
but
think Dempsey's probably, I mean, in the amount of things he's done, it sure is
right.
a vampire. And like Christian and him had worked together before. And Sarah is the exact same. Like Sarah came in, and none of them need to be as nice as they are. Or, I mean, everybody needs to be nice, but like I've met a lot of people who are in their shoes who, it's just like life gets to you or whatever. And Sarah like takes the whole cast under her wing, like leads the whole thing. She is so supportive. She used to love saying to me that she would never do a show where the title was her name ever again. That was her favorite thing. And she would leave. She'd do like one scene and be like, remember I told you, never do a show it's your name. And I'd have like 6 scenes left of the day and be like, thanks Sarah, I love you.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Patrick Gibson. Speaking of other people, bring up real quick here. Sharon Van Etten is a buddy of mine, and I'll have her back on the show. I'll be talking to her probably in a couple weeks. You were with her on the OA. Do
Yeah.
you still keep in touch at all?
I mean, I not with Sharon. I haven't spoken because Sharon and I actually didn't really cross over. I mean, I'm like a huge fan of her work and her music as well. But we, I don't think, I think we met like a couple of times in this whole space of the thing. But she's so incredible. Her music is so good. So yeah, if you do speak to her, tell her I said hi and
Yeah,
have a
we'll
look.
do. Yeah, she's got a new record, and maybe, and I say this every time because I love her music. I mean, I think it's the best thing she's ever done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and yeah, so we're gonna be talking about it the first of the year anyway. But
Awesome.
yeah, that show in itself, I know it's been talked about to death with the OA and whether or not any, those loose ends ever get tied up, you know, that's its own thing. But God, I'd love it. I'd love to see it somehow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't think, like, I think I said it the other day, actually. I had an interview and I was like, I really don't think we're very good at, like, leaving a door open for too long. You know what I mean? It's like you can't leave a door half open, as they say. And I honestly think like a loop will always get closed, and how that happens and when that happens, no idea. But I think it's got it right. Like,
Even just, you know, if you can't get everybody back, just do the comic book or something like that, you know, like just tie it, you know, I've seen there's some directors out there, they didn't get to finish their series and they just went online and it's like, this is how it ends, you know, it's like, just give me something, just give
yeah.
it just
Yeah,
let
and
me.
honestly, I think the reason they're not doing that is because I think there's probably more to be. You know what I mean? It's like that's like a last resort, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am very much enjoying seeing you in this new Dexter series here, and I was just looking at the trailer too. I've got to go see Good Girl Jane because that looked really
Oh
cool.
man.
That's out right now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was, oh my, that was like the wildest shooting experience ever. It was Sarah Mintz is so cool. I feel like her next film is going to be really interesting. Yeah, that film is wild. Let me know what you think.
Will do.
Yeah.
All right, congrats on this. And seriously, man, thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it today. It's been a real
Thank you.
pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Carl.
And my thanks to Patrick Gibson. Dexter Original Sin is out now on Paramount Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you head out of here so you can get all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe. Kyle Meredith with. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news. One of my recent shows, in fact, features some classics and favorites from Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, Katie Tuppence, Sonic Youth, Pretenders, Katie Lang, U2, McGee, Black Joe Lewis, Bare Naked Ladies, Lenny Kravitz, Johnny Paycheck, Lucius, The Smashing Pumpkins, Purple Mountains, Talking Heads, Maggie Rogers, Inhaler, and my interview with Michael Stipe and Mike Mills of REM. That's what you hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Anytime working as an actor is the long straw. I'm like, I will take any straw I possibly get.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.